Hello, this is Pete Rizzo, president of Checkbook IRA and Retirement Guardians. And with me today, I have Craig and Connie Williams from CNC Management Group, LLC. And Craig and Connie have a unique service that they offer. They, I'm going to let them talk a little bit about it and, tell about it. They, rehab properties, they buy them, they flip them, they sell them, they help people take care of their housing needs, but they also help investors make money. And they also have a private, they have a private financing option to allow clients to invest in their projects, not have to do any of the work and reap rewards from it. So guys, welcome to Checkbook IRA's podcast.
Thank you, Peter. We're happy to be on.
Thank you for having us, Peter.
Oh, you're very welcome. Tell the audience a little bit about yourselves and your company.
Well, I'll go first since it's ladies first. I'm Connie.
Okay.
I'm Connie Williams. I've been a full-time realtor for actually going on 18 years.
18 years. Well, yes. You've seen all the different types of markets then.
Yes. And no, I say full-time. I've done this full-time for 18 years. So I've also... I'm very well versed on reading markets, the areas, the market areas, and just the overall trending of how, like you said, the witness of the market's going up and down and sometimes how to ride it out. So I've been doing real estate for full time, like I said, and now I'm also an associate broker and continuing with education and CNC management. That's one of the strengths that we have is by the full-time real estate and being a broker, knowing the market for the customer side and the investor side.
What markets do you deal in primarily?
Well, we actually deal in the East Coast market, the New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware area, the tri-state area. But we are broadening to the Seattle, Washington, and the Maryland, deeper in the Maryland, D.C. area.
Okay. Okay, so you have a vast knowledge of the real estate markets, what they do, and the different the different areas. I take it so for 18 years. Yes. Again, like I said, you've seen the very worst crash in the history of real estate to some of the boom times.
Yes, and each market is different, so that's why I'm definitely urge anybody, and I take it to make it a point to pay attention because every market is different. Basically how they say in a business, location and real estate. So you have to pay attention to the market. So I still use that location mindset.
Right. Well, and I'm down in Scottsdale, Arizona right now, and in Arizona, the Phoenix area there, I have never seen it so important as location, where you can do 20% difference just going across the street. In some areas.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how about you, Craig? What's your background and what? I take it you do the, for CNC management, you do the background, the construction and part of it, correct?
Correct. So pretty much my role in our business is I oversee all the projects. I'm a very avid hands-on person, meaning one of the strategies that we've used is that we've incorporated our own general contracting business. So that means we control and pull all our own permits. I am hands-on with the inspectors, with all of the contractors. I oversee the acquisition part of it. When we go out to scout properties, hands down, I've been doing this so long that I can tell you the square footage of a roof, internally wise, if it's, Every piece of drywall has to come down. I can pinpoint to you in probably 5 to 10 sheets how many sheets of drywall we'll have to put back, so forth, so on. And so I'm more or less the field junkie. So meaning I love construction sites. I love, having the different trades in there working all at the same time, out of each other's way. And we go in with a game plan from start to finish. And we stick to the parameters. We redesign a lot of the properties So I'm not afraid to open up walls, open up, change, add bathrooms, create different layouts, so forth, so on. And like I said, we pull permits. We want to be code compliant with everything that we do. So overall, that's pretty much my role with the business.
Okay, because I guess it. I mean, I've been in the real estate industry. I was in the real estate industry for 30 years and dealt with a lot of contractors. And one of the things, the important part you put in there was that you're the general contractor too.
Yes.
Because so often, and companies that I've seen, you know, buy and remodel homes, they're not the general contractor. They hire a general contractor. Now all of a sudden they've got a third party relationship with the subs.
Yeah.
And, you know, where you have more control over the quality of your work and the timeliness of it when you're the general.
Yes.
So,
and what we have, we're big relationship people. So a lot of our projects will actually reuse the same subcontractors, as opposed to wasting the time interviewing new contractors, starting all over from scratch. We have developer relationships where they know the level of expectancy that we have, the quality of finish that we expect, the time pattern, so forth, so on. And overall, we're just big into building teams.
Okay. Well, great. Now, is there, and I'm going to say, it sounds like there, you know, one of the things that it's, you know, I guess a word that I don't like, but it's used so much out there, is house flipping. You know, where it got to the point where people were not doing anything. It sounds like you do a lot of, you know, both structural and cosmetic finishing to your homes to make sure that, you know, the house is a great finished product for somebody.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that another thing too, with Connie in the real estate business, you have a further obligation, you know, to the clients on both ends than if you were just, you know, a normal, you know, rehabilitation contractor. So, I mean, that's something that, you know, moving forward, I think, you know, people that are listening out there, you should, you know, take heart in.
And that's true.
That's very true.
That's very true, because what happens is, based on our two entities and how we look at things, with my experience in real estate, I call it the frontline real estate, so to speak, is that I can come to Craig and we can collaborate. He has a great design vision, and what I do is say, okay, for selling purposes, to make sure the product that we're producing is sellable, make sure you add this, okay? We like the open design, but however, we need to do closet space, we need to do room space, because it's a method that we put in place by tag teaming, of my experience of what the frontline real estate realtor buyer sold will be looking for, along with our house flipping, because it gives us a stronger product positioning in the market based on the quality that what's expected from a buyer, from a seller, and also just the overall product itself.
Well, great. I guess, so what type of investments do you offer in your business right now? I know you're doing a private lending offering. If you want to talk about that, I mean, if somebody says, gosh, you know, I want to go in business with these guys, how can they do it? And what are the terms? And we can talk a little bit deeper about that, but explain that if you would.
Oh, absolutely. We do take on private investors. On average, per deal, per investment, we are averaging 8 to 10% returns. Usually our notes are based upon a 6-month period. We come in with the strategy with the renovations, and normally based upon Connie's pre-marketing setup, I usually have about 90 days to 100 days to get the property fully renovated to be in compliance with her pre-marketing strategies that she has.
So she holds you there. She holds your feet to the fire to get it done. Is what you're saying.
Oh, you would not believe it. You would not believe it. She takes no excuses. Sometimes I have to have the subcontractors work 6 days a week, you know, so it depends on if we hit any delays, so forth, so on. But she's very strict about, hey, I got this information pre-marketed. I got the date for this, and I have to have it done. And
And I don't think people realize that that's important to have that mindset going in, that you have, you know, a direct date, you know, when you talk about a pre-market date, because as things, pricing changes.
Yes.
To the different seasons, yes. And that getting things done.
Yes.
That's very, very, very important. That's something a lot of people miss.
Yes.
On there.
And it really is. It's so critical. Case in point, our last home that we just sold, it was actually a two-part closing where the buyer sold his house and bought our house on the same day. So it was kind of like we had to have it done, had to have all the inspections, had to have the CO completed so that he was able to move in right after he closed on his and purchase ours. So yeah, we're very strict on keeping time schedules as far as the projects go.
Well, good. So what type of investment would somebody then get a note, promissory note back, or?
Yes, we actually allow or set it up where they are lien holders against the property. So we're big on protecting investors as well. So for the dollar amount that's provided, there will be a lien that's placed against the property in that amount. And what we do a lot of times with our investors is once it's resold or refinanced or whatever the case may be, is our exit strategy, they're paid directly from the HUD.
Okay.
That way it makes it a quick, simple, whether they request funds to be wired to them, a check mailed to them, so forth, so on. We try to make it as simple as possible as we can for the investor.
Okay, now do they know what position they're in the lien on there, or do you put them in first position, second? What position?
When they invest, they are invested as first position.
They are, okay.
Yes.
So is there any other financing that you use, bank financing in this, or is it all strictly private investors?
As private investors, we have awesome relationship with hard money lenders in the tri-state area. There's two main ones that we use. But in the aspect of raising private money for a project, that would eliminate us using hard money for that renovation.
Okay. And I want to explain, too, that the reason I asked you that question, and this is for people listening out there, when somebody, you know, a house renovator, a flipper, or a developer uses leverage, you know, uses mm-hmm. leverage, there's can be called UDFI tax involved to the investor. Yes. Which in yes. this situation there wouldn't be, because there's no leverage being used. It's all being, you know, the investor's borrowing privately. So that's a big selling point for this type of investment.
Yes.
Also being in first position.
Yes.
Being in first position, you know, that's you're the first person in line to get paid off.
Absolutely.
It's something that, you know, and I had one of my questions was how safe is the investment and why. That's one of the things that makes it extremely safe.
Yes.
That you have the, you know, the first note on a property.
Yes. Now,
if somebody invests in the note, do they get pictures of the, do they see what they're investing in? Or
absolutely. So preliminary pictures, I do a full project analysis of it, which will include the existing pictures. We keep private investors up to date with progression pictures throughout everything in the facet of the project. They're kept abreast on, even down to, hey, we're beyond the rough-in phase. We have the HVAC, plumbing, electrical, rough-in inspections approved. Now we're ready to close in walls. We'll give them pictures throughout the phases, just keeping them in tune with the project.
And also from my aspect, what we do to add to that is you look at when someone buys a new construction. And I've been, like I said, I've been in real estate full time for many years, and I've handled new construction for builders. So we adopted that model in terms of informing, meaning this is phase one, phase two. This is phase three in terms of, like Fred said, permitting. We're past phase, you know, permit, we're past the rough end. So what we do is give a project timeline. We give what areas and milestones we should be hitting so that our investors will know where we're at. And that will accompany pictures and pictures and write-ups. So yes, we do inform them.
Okay, that's a great selling point right there. You know, the information along the way, because nothing is worse than when you're an investor, you know, wondering what is going on.
Yes.
And yeah. And that. So now, do you offer just strictly interest investment? Yeah, you'll pay X amount of, you know, interest, or do you do profit share too?
We do combination of both. We do interest only, and we're open to profit sharing as well.
Okay. Okay, that's I know that one gets a little dicier. You know, just trying to say, okay, what, you know, what are the actual costs and what are they? But it can be something that ends up working out well for both parties.
Yes.
On there. You know, yes. What do you, here's you're the elephant in the room. The question that goes on right now is COVID-19. How has your markets out there been affected at all by it? Or has it been?
Well, the markets have been affected by COVID-19, and I can say that they've been affected because of the standstill, the shutdown. And I have to also say, on the other hand, I have been working through the entire time. We have been working the entire time, which allowed us to continue with projects and allow us to inquire new projects. During the shutdown, we inquired for new projects. So in the other hand, COVID-19 has affected the market because you also have sellers who, when I say the inventory, they've waited. They have 24 listings that are waiting. People are waiting to put the houses on the market. So it comes into play in how I can determine the effect of the marketing, because I'm operating from the broker aspect and the investor. So as the investor side, we've been able to, you know, there's definitely hoops that you've had to go through. Some townships are completely closed. Some give you a skeleton where they allow you to do everything via email, through phone call. And there are areas where I say that it's affected, like you cannot do anything. You can't do anything. However, as the from the real estate part and selling the product, but in the investor side, you're still able to work on it. You're still able to do the construction that maybe you have already received the permit, things that you can do to keep the project moving as things, the economy in the states open up.
Well, so yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, it seems a little crazy. Yeah, it seems very crazy but on the one hand, you know, when the checkered flag goes up that people could, you know, start coming out, sounds like you'll be ready for them on there.
Yes. Yes, and that's true. To be honest, people they've actually been buying, and it's still been buying. You have some that when the market hit and you have the banks that increased their credit score requirements, but you have people that meet that. They require more cash. You have people that meet that. So because real estate is such a diverse market in terms of people buying, we actually sold homes. So it is, COVID-19 did stop. I have to admit, in some points it did stop, and you do see a percentage of a drop, but you also have people who are like, when the checkered flag goes down, the state's open, put my house on the market.
Yeah. No, that's a thing. I have a daughter and daughter-in-law in the real estate business, one in Chicago and one in St. Louis, and they've been extremely busy this spring. Mm-hmm. You know, even though they've had to kind of change their business styles. You know, they've been, you know, people have still been buying and they've been selling. And, you know, because both cities, they left, you know, they pretty much had a green flag for the real estate industry, except for, you know, a lot of the in-person closings, showings, that sort of thing. It was just, you had to kind of pivot on that. But that, and it seems like, and again, the inventory still seems very low all around the country in there. So.
Yes.
So I guess that, you know, is there a question I haven't asked that you would like me to ask?
Well, I believe you've captured pretty much everything. Just to insert with the COVID-19 on my end from the project management side, we've experienced the loopholes where jumping over hurdles with the inspections. Right now, a lot of the offices are either via email or some of them have an outside drop box. You go put your permit in one box, they'll call you when it's ready. You'll go pick it up out of another box with inspections. Recently with the CO inspections, the CO inspector and their requirements are if the house is staged, they want pictures. But for them to physically come in, they require that we de-stage the house. And we were just to open the door, allow them to walk through. We wait on the outside and, you know, with the distancing guidelines. So it's different things that we had to navigate through. But all in all, we were able to stay at a pace that allowed us to get the projects done and get them to the closing table.
Okay. Now, is there an amount, you know, minimum amount or maximum amount of investment that you take? Do you take two investors in one project, or how does it, you know, are there, if we could just kind of go over that a little bit.
Oh, certainly. With the aspect of first positioning, it's mainly just one investor on per project. The amount of the investment is always contingent on the aspect of the project itself. Normally, our buying amount for projects on average is $100,000. That would be covering the whole project with purchasing the renovation, so forth, so on. And like I said, it depends on the area that is brought in and what the numbers break down to be for the total project.
Okay. Now, let me ask a quick question. What happens if, say, halfway through the project, things slow down a little bit, and I need half my money? Is there a way to get it out?
Yeah, there's a way to get it out. Preferably, we ask for a minimum of 90 days notice. That way, we can do what we need to do on our end to make the adjustments for the project.
Okay. Now, is there a typical, you know, if I gave you $100,000 today for a project, is there a typical length of time that I should expect, you know, the money back?
Yes. We usually do it on a 6-month term.
Okay.
And like I said, we are very, very strict on ourselves with making sure we, you know, meet those parameters. Like I said, for me, with the renovation, I normally give myself, or am allotted by Connie to give myself, a 90 to 100 day window.
I think it's probably the latter, right?
it's definitely the latter, because she'll be talking and, you know, she'll do walkthroughs and be like, hey, I got, but surprisingly, it's a beautiful thing, because I would say a good percentage of our properties that we do, Connie usually has a list of potential buyers before we're even done the property.
Well, I would think that, you know, if you're doing this, and Connie, you probably have a reputation in the real estate business for having these properties available, that yes, other realtors are, if they know somebody looking in the area, they're going to come to you.
And yes, I do. And what happens with that, with the reputation of also coming along with being the realtor of quality and integrity service, but also as the investor, where you have realtors seeking us that say, look, anytime you have a property come on the market, shoot it to me first, because I love working with you all. Your quality of work and of your product is phenomenal, and I don't have to worry about the communication. So what we do is, I've developed a strategy that we've implemented with CNC management, that is, we market. There are certain stages when we purchase it. There's a time frame that is given to where I need the outside done so I can start pre-marketing. And this is before it even hits the market. And so each stage, there is a time frame, and that time frame is put in place so I can start my pre-marketing. Whether it's sent out to the community, hey, welcome, we're here in the community and we know of someone looking to buy your community, please give us a call. Or so that's where it comes into play with the experience of being the full-time realtor and broker and now merging in and enhancing our investment. We can say to our investors, look, this is our success sell rate. This is the time frame. We sell within a certain time frame average. We sell within a 93% of the list price because we are positioning our the product to be exposed before it even is finished.
Okay, well, great. Great. Now, Connie, are you your own broker now or do you work for a brokerage?
Right now, I work for a brokerage. I do work for Berkshire Hathaway. So I do work for a brokerage and in the process of doing our own. Because as our private our investment portfolio expands, that's where I'm working to do our own office. And that's why I'm coming up and have come up with different strategies on marketing and selling in the of the investment properties, because that's something that I would like to have, you know, present as this is our strategy, this is our book that we do under CNC Management Brokerage.
Okay, well, Berkshire Hathaway is a very fine brokerage company.
They are.
They have a very, very good reputation nationwide.
Berkshire Hathaway, we're actually numbered, we had a sales convention just before all of this took place, and we are ranked number three or I think number five in the nation. Berkshire Hathaway have tools, the social media tools, the networking, the coaching tools, how to get your property out of there. So I'm taking from that and molding it into our own investment portfolio and our investment business, which actually you learn from the best. And when you learn from the best, a lot of times you recreate what you've learned from the best.
Right. Well, that's smart that you're using those tools. Because that's the, you know, it's something that they've spent a lot of time and money, you know, developing. And yes. Well, super. I let you give yourself a little commercial there for Berkshire Hathaway. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
So how, now if somebody listens to this and wants to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Simple. We are, again, out of the East Coast. So our direct phone number is 302-307-4472. And our email address is the same as our company name. And that's C, and spelt out, C, Management Group. And that's at gmail.com.
Okay, super, super. And again, it's CNC Management Group at gmail.com.
Yes.
You can get a hold of Craig or Connie there. And what Berkshire Hathaway office do you work out of, Connie?
Since we have multiple offices, so right. I'm actually out of Newark, Delaware, Christiana, and then also the Mullica Hill, New Jersey office. So okay. I can be reached at connie.williams at foxroach.com.
Well, super. Super. Well, I thank you both for your time today and enlightening everybody about the your process and this investment opportunity.
Absolutely. We appreciate you having us on.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And we really want to wish you some good luck through this. And I hope that, you know, people will inquire about it, because it seems like it's secure enough so you can sleep at night and you've got a good sense of, you know, how to make your projects work. So thank you for your time.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. Thanks again for your...
You're welcome.